The message is getting out. For too long, we've had violence and no one's condemned it. We want the people who are perpetrating to also know that they can't keep doing what they're doing. And the government has stand up and take action. With the House Prayer we have got today, we've got also the ambassadors of different countries who have wanted to actively take part in this as well. We've got the High Commissioner for Australia, we've got the ambassador for US, the European Union, for the British High Commissioner. So we've got all the different diplomatic corps also wanting to take part. We've got the entire PA public service employees. They've been given a secular to take the day off to come join the house price today. And we've also got business houses. So it's going to be a really, really big crowd as we progress through the morning.
Now, the petition you're going to present to Peter O'Neill, are there many signatures on it? And what is the petition actually, what's it calling for?
The petition is basically calling for implementation. We're looking at reinforcing our enforcement because really it's the service delivery that is broken. And hence the reason why there is so much violence out there. Our police is not very effective. They're not resourced adequately. They're not trained properly. And there sometimes they accelerate the problem as well. So we're looking more on the implementation. At this stage, it is all about safety. It's all about violence, reduction of violence, and therefore it's all about safety and safety and security. And that we believe, and the petition that we have is basically around enforcement.
And how many people are there at the gathering with you this morning?
Well, this morning we have about 1,000 in each building. Last night we had about 2,000 women all come together for prayers, and most of them have gone off. But this morning we're looking at getting tens of thousands of men and women joining us at the house prayer.